This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and it's great to share morning devotions with you. How are you today? The name Terry Waite might be familiar to you. Terry Waite was a special envoy for the Archbishop of Canterbury in London. He was a churchman, travelled the world, and was a successful hostage negotiator who was able to arrange for several hostages actually to be released. And I'm talking about Iran and Lebanon. But things went dreadfully wrong when he himself became a hostage in Beirut in January 1987. So here was Terry Waite. He remained in captivity for 1,763 days. Can you believe that? That's almost 5 years in captivity. And the first four of these were spent in total solitary confinement. Then 17th of November 1991, he was released. So can you imagine what it was like to be in solitary confinement for 4 years? What a shocking, brutal experience that Christian man endured. Well, his biography called Taken on Trust, Terry Waite describes this experience of intense fear and loneliness. And when they led him into an underground cell, he knew that his efforts had failed. And he said in his book, "I knew that I was no longer in a negotiation. Here I was, a hostage. I knew that these cells were tiled because they were easier to clean after knocking people around." Well, it certainly was a shocking experience. But he said that he focused on three attitudes in his life during those terrible years. No regrets about his life so far. The second was no self-pity about his predicament and no over-sentimentality. That was the three things that he concentrated on. He was often chained to a wall for 24 hours a day. He slept on the floor and they belted him with canes, and he was actually subjected to mock execution and suffered from asthma. And it was years before frequent tapping on the wall next to him actually revealed that Terry Anderson and other hostages were housed next door to him. He had no idea. So you can imagine 5 terrible years, boredom, loneliness. Well, you know, thank God that most of us will not have to endure that kind of situation. But there are people, and I want to talk about this today and again tomorrow, who suffer this terrible thing called loneliness. It was Mother Teresa who said the biggest disease today is not leprosy or cancer, but it's the feeling of being uncared for, unwanted, being deserted and alone. And she said the spiritual poverty of the Western world is much greater than the physical poverty of our people. He said, you in the West have millions of people who suffer terrible loneliness and emptiness. Well, we've spoken about this before. You don't have to be actually alone to feel lonely. You can be in that crowd, in a club or a concert, or sadly, even in a church, and still feel very lonely. I'm sure that you've experienced loneliness at some stage. Well, I want to look at an interesting passage from the Bible, because in 2 Timothy 4, in the New Testament, we meet up with Paul, who was in Rome, in prison, probably for the second time, under Nero, and his future really looked bleak. Here we have Paul languishing in this cold dungeon, chained like a common criminal. His friends were having a hard time to really understand where he was. And Paul was very lonely. He says in verse 6 of 2 Timothy 4, "Now the time has come for me to die. My life is like a drink offering being poured out on an altar." Here was Paul, very faithful man, very lonely, and he realized that his own life was coming towards the end, and he had no one except Timothy, actually, who could see him and visit him. He was in that final period of his life. He says, "Please come and see me as soon as you can." So, as I mentioned, Terry Waite knew something about this solitary confinement. Well, of course, you can today pick up a phone and call someone as a friend. You can email them or whatever. We think nothing of getting on a plane, if we can afford that, to meet people. But in those days, of course, Paul was locked away, and it took time for people to travel to see him. But he says, "Come, will you come? Do your best to get here before winter," he actually says. "Time is running out." How true it is that for some people, they don't have friends. And I want to pray that, Lord, you will help those people who have no friends. And help us then to do something proactive and to help them. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.